This was not a classroom history lesson, says filmmaker Dom Cambu. The 33-minute video was made with the same professional approach and standards he used in a lengthy and productive television career, much of it spent making features for the History Channel. But this subject was a change of pace for the recently retired native son.
This is the kind of television I've been doing for decades. In this case, it wasn't entirely a new subject since I grew up in Santa Rosa. So I knew a lot of the places and figures that we talk about. However, I certainly didn't know them in the depth that I know them now. A great way to approach a subject like this is to find the people who know the most about it. And we have, as a consultant and interviewee, Gay LeBaron. And if anyone knows the history of Santa Rosa, it's Gay.
Still, there were some new discoveries for the filmmaker as the project unfolded.
What surprised me was Frank Doyle's contribution to Santa Rosa. He's the father of the Golden Gate Bridge. His scholarships at Santa Rosa Junior College from his trust have helped tens of thousands of students. I think the total scholarship amount now is something like $82 million.
The whole project came together in just 18 months. It was already taking shape when local history buff and film archivist Don Silverek was recruited to coordinate the collecting of visual elements for it.
They said to me, we're going to tell the history of Santa Rosa. It's going to start with the Native Americans come up to present time. And by the way, Don, we're going to do it in 30 minutes. And I almost spewed my coffee out. I thought, how can you tell this whole story in 30 minutes?
But having been down that road before, Cambu had the answer.
You have an idea of where you want to go. You interview key people who add to that idea. You get transcripts of those interviews. You write connecting tissue, which is voiceover. And then you've got a rough script. And then you start asking, what are the video holes that we need to fill in here? And you start filling them in. And that's where Don received a list of 700 images that I was looking for.
And I think that list went to well over 1,000. He did not hesitate to call me at night, wake me up and say, Don, have you found anything on Buffalo Bill, the show coming to Santa Rosa? And I don't want stills. I want original black and white film footage.
Impressively, for the most part, he did. And Cambu says the finished project will appeal to a wide and varied audience.
School kids, residents of Santa Rosa and visitors who want to know more about the town, civic organizations, public agencies, libraries. So we're making a lot of DVDs. Some will be given to the schools and some will be offered by the Historical Society for a donation.
The premiere screening, hosted by the Historical Society of Santa Rosa, which initiated and funded the project, will be held on Wednesday at the Roxy Theater in downtown Santa Rosa. It sold out so quickly that a second public showing has been scheduled for 6 p.m. on the following Wednesday, September 21st. Tickets for that are going fast, too. Reserve yours by emailing historicalsocietysantarosa@aol.com. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.